St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
Armstrong. It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Local music on The Rock Station, 97.7. We love to celebrate it, and we do just that every Sunday night with what you're about to hear. The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions here tonight. We welcome you in. Mr. Utah Burgess, good evening.
How's it going, Bob?
I'm good.
All right.
Ready to sample some local music.
724 episodes so far, plus
this
or minus
724.
One or two.
Wow. Well, we're coming into you from the 724.
There you go.
Because we'll be celebrating music from the 412 a little bit later on. One of our band jam sponsors. How about that? So, well, it ties right in. And hey, we're actually going to take a trek up to the 814. Tonight on our show, talk a little bit about an event called the Hills and Hollers Festival coming to the Cooperstown area near Franklin, Venango County, Oil City area, that region. They've got a big festival coming up, and some guys behind that who were part of our band jam last year and will be this year. We'll have some special guests from Rurally Bankrupt coming in here tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to that. These guys, boy, they really have their stuff together. Just wait till you hear this tonight.
Stay tuned for more fun.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, no, great guys and some great music and some new music from them as well.
Yes.
We're excited. And, man, they blew some people away last year at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. I remember you going to the Hills and Holler Festival and you said, we've got to have Rurally Bankrupt. And he said, wait till you see these guys, because I had not had the opportunity. And not only did they blow me away, but they blew a whole bunch of other people away, and it was instantly on demand that they were going to have to come back to this year's band jam, right?
And I know somebody who could make that happen.
Yeah, you just happen to know that, right? The producer himself, Mr. Utah. Yeah, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Great lineup going to be coming your way August 20th through 22nd. Kicks off with the Ram Automotive Singer, Songwriter, and Around Thursday night. Opportunity for you to just come pull up a chair and watch five musicians on bar stools taking you back a little bit and explaining some of their music.
Yeah, it's become a very popular part of the band jam, and a lot of people look forward to it, and I think it's helping draw people out even a little bit earlier for the festival, because you might as well come and make a long weekend of it. Yeah. It's beautiful out there. Come be a part of it.
Absolutely, and that is free of charge. Just like the kids that are 17 and under for the entire weekend, that's free. But, yeah, it doesn't cost you a dime to come out, just your time on Thursday night. And you can come see, especially if you've never been out to the Band Jam or Cooper's Lake. We encourage you to come out for that. Kind of take a walk around. Take a look around. See what the festival is all about, what Cooper's Lake is all about. And, again, if you're planning to stay for the weekend, you might as well just add that extra day in and come hang out. Or even if you're not staying, you can bop in and out the entire weekend. But we want you to include all 3 days because you're going to experience some great local music.
And speaking about experiencing things.
Experience Butler County is this year's presenting sponsor.
Yes. And another thing you can experience in Butler County at Cooper's Lake, I think it's just coming up next week maybe,
is
the Jeep Fest, isn't it?
Yeah, second week of June here.
Second week. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think, June 9th is kind of – well, the only reason I knew that is, you know, last week we talked to Larry Wilson from Biker Brewhouse. There's a great another venue coming, returning, but in a different form in downtown Butler. And June 9th is their kickoff because they're opening up the Hop Car Brewing location is kicking off for Jeep Fest weekend. They timed that out perfectly, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I love that. So, hey, yeah, a lot going on with that. And, of course, music from the 412 that we mentioned, Build the Scene, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Quality Life Services, Liberty Corner Tavern, your home for Thirsty Thursday acoustic nights, Butler County Veterans in Need, Bricks and Minifigs Butler, a new location coming to the Point Plaza. And they are going to be, it's just going to be a fun-filled opportunity for you. And we're excited. They love local music. And they wanted to be in on the Band Jam sponsorship as well. And we appreciate that. And, of course, Cummings Candy and Coffee presenting that center stage every Friday morning. They're back, not only a part of this show, but also part as our Band Jam Grassroots Music sponsors. And you could be one, too. we can add to that list. Doesn't have to be tied to 11. We would love to be able to brag about you and your business if you want to be a part of the Band Jam, or if you're a vendor out there and would like to maybe be a part of the Band Jam. If you go to thebandjam.com, you can find out all forms and information, and that's where you also get those tickets for the Band Jam event, thebandjam.com. And don't forget, Back Home Barbecue and Brew, who will be hosting a special Band Jam preview show, kind of a mini singer-songwriter in the round, and that is coming up in the month of June, but the date has moved back 2 weeks right now, Wednesday, June 17th. So if you previously had the 3rd marked, change that calendar to the 17th, but it's the same exact thing.
Yep. Just
2 weeks later.
Yep. Me, Rob Keller, myself, and Jennifer Lynn Baker come out, and we'll tell you some stories. Rob will tell you some true damn stories.
Well, that's right. Yeah. He's pretty good at that. So encourage you to check that out again on June 17th. It's part of them sponsoring 4 years in business. How about that? Back Home Barbecue and Brew. We appreciate them being a part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Hey, we'll visit with the 4 members of Rurally Bankrupt coming up and talk about their Hills and Holler Festival. But let's dive into some music before we get to those folks. And we're going to spin you one of the bands that are going to be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Really excited to have these guys back. They're a past Grassy Award-winning band with their song Tear It Down. Want to spin you some Juvenile Characteristics and a kind of a fun tune that's just perfect since we've kicked off officially. The summer kickoff was Memorial Day. This is just gives you that flavor of summer with Sailor's Sunrise from Juvenile Characteristics.
All right. And are you with me, Bob? Because are you with me? All right. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Hey, congratulations to Appalachian Honey. They dropped their debut album back on the 15th, I believe it was. And so, it's a great project. I know they've been working pretty hard on this over the months. Glad to see it come to fruition. And so we'll take a song off of there called Are You With Me? And play that on tonight.
Appalachian Honey and Juvenile Characteristics, first segment of our Grassroots Show. Tonight presented by Meat Locker Recording Studio of Butler. And you're listening to it on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Don't you want to sail away? Tell what
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, this next segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee, and of course our center stage sponsor every Friday morning when we take a look inside the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, Cummings Candy and Coffee in their four locations. We're actually, Utah, going to talk right now a little bit about a festival in that same kind of vein, just a little bit earlier than the Band Jam. We're talking Hills and Hollers in June, right?
And also a band that will be at the Band Jam again this year.
That's
so
right. That's right. Oh, we've got some new material that we'll have to sample. And, of course, those guys brought it hard and heavy last year. Want to go around the table here and say hello to Alex Rubrecht, who's kind of the guy in the middle. Because he does a lot of vocalizing, right?
Yeah, I talk a lot, do the singing. thank y'all for having us back.
Yeah, we've got Mr. Todd Harry is over to our left, usually on guitar and things like that, right, Todd?
Thanks for having us back again. Good to be back. Looking forward to summer. I should have talked more in there.
Yeah, you're good.
Hey, again, thanks for having us back. Summer's going to be real busy this year. Like you said, you listed two festivals we've got already. Plus, there's more, to come down the chute.
That's That's good stuff. Good stuff. AJ Fry sitting next to him, and AJ is on the drums, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I am. That's correct. Yeah. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. And Brock Felix, who carries the back end of the beat, right?
Well, I try to be on the front of it more. Todd's got the back end.
Oh, that's what it is. I've got you reversed.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you hold things that look like guitar.
That's right.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah. But, Brock on the guitar. And, of course, Alex also does some guitar work, too. But your primary lead, Brock?
Yeah, we'll call it that. Yeah. I don't like to do the spotlight thing, so we'll call it that. Equally as important.
Yeah. Well, each four of you, right?
All of us.
All important with regard to the band. And you guys...
We have learned that the hard way before.
Have you? Yeah. Prior experiences in other bands? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And this one.
People forget that they're part of a band and they just want to do their part.
Yeah.
That makes for a hard time to get along with somebody.
Yeah.
We've also had to do a few partial sets with this ensemble where we had someone missing for one reason or another.
Yeah. Jail.
No, not that yet.
not this time. No, that was the last band Brock and I were.
Yeah, that was when me and Todd met.
That was good. Sounds like you guys are having fun though, as the four that you are right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We so as Brock was saying, our last two shows have not been as royally bankrupt.
Oh.
One was as RB Light.
Okay.
Alex, AJ, and I played.
Okay.
And then. The last one was as Lava Lamp Lounge. Brock, AJ, and I played, and that was a complete impromptu set. Like, we had nothing prepared for it, and it turned out okay.
Yeah. So you adapt as necessary.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good thing. Well, you play together for a while, you play a lot of shows, you know, you can really. Plus, I try to throw as many curveballs on stage as I can just to. See how if they can hit him or not. So when you get used to that,
that's what it is. That's what
we
it
have
is.
A lot in common. Then I get accused of the same thing. It's like, what are you doing now? And I'm like, I sent you this list over a year ago. You were supposed to learn this stuff a year ago.
The band dynamics coming out live on Grassroots. But so what have you guys been up to since we last visited, which would have been in August of last year? We saw you at the Band Jam crushing the stage. Have you guys been pretty busy during the time period since?
Well, Brock has been.
We had another kid, as I'm sure Utah remembers, from Hills and Hollers last year of my just extremely pregnant wife running around with our toddler all weekend. And nobody warned me how much time that was going to take up. Todd, who also has two kids in the same age gap. Thanks for the heads up.
I'm pretty sure I warned you. I only did one festival a year.
Well, yeah, we you know, we took a little break over the holidays to help with that, and then during that break, Todd bought a whole bunch of, well, not a whole bunch, but enough of very specific equipment for the studio that just instantly dated everything that we already had recorded.
Oh.
So we had to start over.
You get one new snare mic and all of a sudden everything else from the studio sounds like not as good. That's all it.
So, AKA Taylor Swift, you're re-recording.
Right. Yeah. So,
well, congratulations on the new addition, by the way.
Thank you. I did very little of the work.
Well,
so that being said, so we kind of started from scratch. We've been going to release an album for like 2 years, and I think the wind was out of our sails. So we just kind of were in the studio as a band and started writing new songs to get. You know how it goes. Yeah. You've been working on the same song for like 8 months, and you're like, we should have had this recorded and done. I'm tired of this one now. Let's move on. And I don't know if you've ever been there, Utah, but it's that's where we got for a little bit there.
Well, we had a guest here that said, if you can't write a song in 10 minutes, it ain't worth writing. So,
well, it's we've had them written. It's just the time between when we wrote them, how many times we played them on stage, by the time we get around to the recording, we're like, I don't even think I like this anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, so the problem with so we have a studio and that's also our practice space, so we can record whenever.
Yeah.
We take too many liberties with that.
Okay. okay.
So all of a sudden,
no pressure.
All of a sudden, hey, we're not paying for studio time. You know, blah blah blah. We're hanging out instead of being productive in the studio sometimes, and that's part of being a band too. But you know, yeah. it's hard to get new material out that way.
Largely, the time crunches are self-made and artificial.
Okay,
so it's not like, hey, we got 3 days of studio time. It's this will be here in a month.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't worry about it. Huh? Yeah. So as far as the practice time, I mean, do you have that regimented where you're doing something each week, staying together as a band, or has that been tough to find?
Well, by and large, let's say like every other week, we're together on some sort of capacity.
Okay.
And it's going to get more in the summer. You know, we need time away from each other, too, because we spend a lot of minutes together in the summer.
Yeah.
A lot of sweaty minutes moving heavy gear, and you don't want to look at somebody afterwards for a little while. You're
turn this car around.
Yeah. So where do you find the inspiration on the songs? Is it just a matter of jamming in the studio and things come together? I mean, especially on some of the new material?
That's pretty much where it's at. Like Alex said, you know, we've been playing together on stage for so long. We basically wrote a song called Soundcheck and A. on stage, so a lot of our best material is coming from all four of us coming together and just throwing something down.
Yeah.
And even if just one part of that idea sticks, then a song comes out of that. We usually, if we're writing a song, it's going to come out roughly in one session.
Okay.
It's not going to be completely recorded, but it's going to be the idea and stuff's going to be there. We might change where the bridge is or how many choruses there are, but you know, in one session we're going to have a basic song done.
Yeah, I think the difference for the second album is the first album, me and Brock had written some of those songs, you know, before we even were formed as a full band.
Okay.
Whereas this one is all songs that we wrote together since we've been a band, and a lot of them on stage. I think trying songs on stage will tell you a lot about a song. You know, you could play it in your room and it sounds good, and you know, call your mama and play it for her and she loves it and all that stuff, but until you put it in front of the people who are going to be receiving it,
yeah,
you learn a lot about what you should or shouldn't do in a song.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been together as Burley Bankrupt, the four of you here?
So this would be actually year 5.
Okay.
Dang.
Yep. It was March of 2021, if I recall.
Okay.
Or was it 2022?
Somewhere within the last 5 years, though. And you've come a long way.
Yeah, we had a temporary drummer that was. He was in it to be in a band and not in it to be morally bankrupt, and that's the wrong reason to be in any kind of band.
Mm-hmm.
March 4th, 2022.
March 2022. Okay.
I had the month right. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, happy belated anniversary. We're visiting with Todd, Alex, Brock, AJ from Rorally Bankrupt. They've got a big festival coming up as well that is just literally in the next week. And we're going to dive into that headstrong here in just a moment. But first up, let's talk about a new song called Despise.
I kind of railroaded this one. Brock was playing a lick in practice. And again, like I said, we practice in the studio, so the record button just goes. And he had played this lick that I kind of took home. And for whatever reason, I was just reminded how much I don't like my ex-wife.
I was wondering if you were going to just be open about that.
And it's very on the nose, to the point.
Okay.
There's no hidden meaning or agenda behind the song. It's just we all have that one person that we're like, you know, nobody even likes you. I was the last one to throw you a bone. That was terrible.
It was fine till you said that part.
You know, offline they were talking about getting Todd a therapist. And that he needs one in the band. And
because we've been doing it for free for a while.
Anyhow, So Despise came again. We kind of just all wrote it together in the studio, moved some parts around, and you know, had that song written pretty quick. But like Alex said, we've played it on stage for a couple months now. So knowing where parts are going to be and where what people enjoy about it and what they didn't enjoy about it, that sort of thing. And so it's always kind of nice to get feedback from live performance before, at least for us, before we go record a song.
What's your ex say about it?
We'll find out.
I'm sure at some point I will find out.
Maybe not a big supporter of the band.
Maybe by the end of this show tonight. Rurally bankrupt tonight on the Grassroots Show. This is their song Despise, and we'll talk about the second song after that when we come back. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
I don't want you, I don't need you, I wish you'd just stay the hell away. No one likes you, they despise you, criticize you, right? When I walk on down that street, yours is that place that I would want to see. Go our separate ways, enjoy the rest of our day. Our time is through, I despise you. I don't want you, I don't need you, I wish you'd just stay the hell away. No one likes you, they despise you, criticize you. When I go out on the town, you're the last one that I want to see around. Please let it go. And to me and you, I despise you. Oh, I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't want you to stay the hell away. No one likes you, criticize you, and at this time too, I despise you. I don't want you, I don't need you, I wish you'd just stay the hell away. No one likes you, they despise you, criticize you, right?
you wouldn't rather listen. Beat your head against the wall. I know it won't for sure to miss him. I know there's only after all. But hope is down and wayside searching.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, as we build the scene surrounding Rurally Bankrupt and head toward the Hills and Holler Festival here tonight. And I say build the scene because Bill Damiano, part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival sponsorship, and presenting this segment of our show here tonight as we visit with Rurally Bankrupt. We've got four of the guys in here. Todd, Alex, Brock, AJ, Rarely Bankrupt, and we just heard Despise, and then Only After All. Who wants to tell me about that particular tune? Is that Alex?
Yeah, that tune came about, I don't know, maybe a month ago. We were in the studio warming up and just playing, and we came together, and I don't know what was on my mind, but I'd say 90% of the lyrics are just what I sang when we were playing it for the first time. Yeah, it didn't change much there. I think sometimes you just, you know, you can express, you know, kind of a general way that you may be feeling or capture a moment in time that way sometimes, which is the case with this song. It's a little heavy, I'll be real about that. But it is, I think, important also because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, need to take the time to talk to somebody and just kind of try to figure out what's going on in their own head. So that's mainly what it's about.
Good stuff. And so a very, very fresh tune, obviously, that you guys just have put together.
This will be the first time, well, I think we played it on stage one time, but it'll be the first time it's played anywhere. It'll be okay. On the show. So
we appreciate that.
And, you know, just a reminder, there are signs. If somebody's out there looking for help, you know, there are signs. Try to pay attention.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, we are learning so much more nowadays, aren't we? And,
yeah.
And the help is available.
The mental health awareness is at a good thing, an all-time high. You know, people are paying attention. You know, that guy's just not cranky. There's something a little bit more rooted than that.
Yeah.
Well, AJ, do you want to say anything sad before we move on?
No, I'm good.
I'm just saying, AJ's been pretty quiet here.
Yeah, I know. I was like trying to keep like a positive thing. I'm like, man, this is. I don't know what else to do here.
He said it was heavy.
Yeah,
I know. I wanted to point out how like this song was super organic and just materialized in the middle of playing, and now that feels wrong.
It was all because Brock wanted to try this new pedal.
Yeah, it's
I feel like good, that's where smooth, that all came from.
Smooth tune with a good message. So
yeah. But it's cool to see, you know, how the band can be working on something, belaboring something, have played it out in public, like the initial song that you just played, and then you have something that, you know, just materialized through the work you were putting in. Pretty cool stuff.
I mean, those are the two, right? Out of the newer material, those are the two like opposite ends of the spectrum, I think, because Despise is probably coming in on close to 8 months old.
It's about somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And then this one's probably in like the current structure is probably only like a month old.
Okay. Possibly.
Because we tweaked it a little bit from when we came up with it. I don't want to say write it because that sounds like it was more effort than went into it. Because it's really just.
I feel like our best stuff is organic.
Yeah.
We can sit down and write songs, but I don't want to say they seem forced, but they seem a little too structured and rigid sometimes.
Yeah.
Formulaic.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Visiting with the guys from Rarely Bankrupt here tonight, and guess what? June 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Hills and Hollers are back, and this is up in the Venango County area, right? Is it Cooperstown area?
I say Cooperstown because if you look up Eagles Club in Franklin, you're going to get to the Eagles Club in Franklin. So for all intents and purposes, it's Cooperstown.
I mean, that is the closest civilization to it.
So it's at the Eagles Pavilion in Cooperstown. Like Bob said, the 5th, 6th, and 7th of June. We've got 32 bands this year, vendors from last year, some new vendors, just all kinds of things. We got more kids activities. Try to make it a family-friendly event. Again, free, all ages. It's something we're trying to do just to keep the independent artists, you know, together in a community, working together, getting different shows together, and building different opportunities that you can't do just being isolated. So building this community is a big thing that drives me and a lot of us here, and that's what this festival is about.
So you, 32 bands, how are you scattering this about?
So
basically Friday, Saturday, and then you carry into Sunday?
We are carrying into Sunday this year. Don't get up and just leave. last year we had a band on Sunday and I felt bad because everybody was gone. I'm bringing MC in this year, because obviously I'm not a very good speaker. We, as a group, run the festival and play it, so there's not a whole lot of time for us to do that as well. Year four, we're moving on bigger and better. So I will have two big stages out there this year, and then a small, we'll call it the acoustic corner.
Okay.
So it's going to like be a solo duo acts in between the bigger stages, and give us time to set and that sort of thing, because the plan is to have original music all weekend long.
So you're going to be just jamming and jamming and jamming and rotating.
That's yep. Pretty cool. Yep.
Yeah. Just like a bigger festival that have been due where they right. do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose from.
So, yeah. And at some point, we might be at a place that we might have multiple stages going on at once, but it is going to be one stage at a time because they're not far enough apart. But, each year, as you guys know from the grassroots, you need new people in to have new ideas. Just because you have the great idea doesn't mean that you can't grow from that.
Sure.
I personally get stuck in my own box. When I started this festival, I'm thinking music, right? That's why I do it. That's not everything to do with a festival. That's what I'm interested in, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean... So getting a committee together that is outside of the music community has really helped as well. And like I said, the support that we're getting from in the community is just fantastic. We've got our local bridge builders on board now. We've got, like I said, we're working from the inside out and building this community so it's not hollow and going to collapse.
Yeah.
It's a little effort, but, it's always worth it.
So what's the timing for the particular days for people to... come check out the music.
So Friday is going to start around 5 o'clock, and that's the 5th. We're going to roll in about till midnight.
Okay.
And then bands are going to start at 11 on Saturday.
Okay.
We have, like I said, as of right now, I'm actually still working with some people to get a finalized schedule for certain areas of Saturday, because you'd think, we did this in January, we signed people up, you'd think that they'd be okay by now. They even signed off on it, and we're still moving things around, but that's how it works. Schedules happen.
Sure.
So my schedule gets affected because of that, so yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah. I'd say
ask Utah about that for the band jam, right? Utah.
I'd say another important information is gates are at 3 on Friday.
Okay.
So that's when you can get in. There's going to be, due to how many people were there last year, we realized that I had set aside a lot of car camping spots, and we ran out of parking. So there is going to be a limited version or a limited number of car camping spots if you got a van or you camp out of your car or whatever, that we are taking reservations for right now. But there will be plenty of camping. Other than that, we just kind of have to maximize parking. But as far as like when you can get in, start setting up your camp, 3 p.m. Friday.
So how do people find out about that camping information or reach out to you?
Look for the Hills and Hollers page on Facebook.
Okay.
And it'll show them where to reach out about reserving a spot there. Yeah. We're trying to accommodate as many folks as possible. But we do have quite a few people who don't camp who are coming out locally. And that just means that we only have limited space for the parking. So we're just trying to carpool if you can.
Okay.
So.
And, of course, you can follow the band. You have your own Facebook page as well.
Yeah, that'll lead you there as well. Check out the band page. Shoot over to Spotify. Got to throw that in there. It'll take you over to Hills and Hollers. And come see some local music. We're all originals. You get there. You're going to be hearing original music,
Yeah.
There's going to be a a big thing is I don't want to pigeonhole us into a folk music festival, or this is a, there's a lot of fantastic artists in the wide area that we have here. I think Western Pennsylvania is fantastic as far as live music goes, and you're going to get metal, you're going to get folk, you're going to get rock and roll, you're going to get some psychedelic kind of stuff going on there. We've got a wide array going on here, and like I said, the amount of artists that we get to see all summer long and enjoy the summer with and things like that is just you feel blessed. Not every area is like this. We are very blessed as far as that goes.
There's way more out there than I think most people even realize. Right now, I think our wait list of bands that we had to say we don't have room for is bigger than the lineup was the first year we did it.
Wow.
Right.
True story.
Right.
Well, that says you're doing something right, too.
Like, we put out the call saying, opened up for applications, and then within, I think it was 24 hours, if not less, it was basically full.
Wow. I had some spots reserved for a couple different people that I had to reach out to personally, but but other than that,
good problem to have, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, you see the people that want to work with the community, and you recognize those people a little bit more because you get to be on a one-on-one basis with them. So it's good to see, like I said, it's just a fantastic thing to be a part of.
Yeah. Good stuff. Hills and Hollers, and of course, Rorally Bankrupt, you're going to get a chance to see them there. And when you get your tickets for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And Todd, you're busy with some other music that's going on in Venango County, so people can flourish up your way and see a lot of great stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Venango County. Like I said, my big push, though, is getting these independent artists a lot more recognition. There's just so much out there. People need to hear it. Just because it's not a song you haven't heard for the last 30 years doesn't mean it's not good.
Yeah. Every song had to start somewhere, right, Todd?
It's 99.9% of every big band you've ever heard of started off as somebody you never heard of.
That's right. Hey, guys, great to catch up with you again. And best of luck with the festival. Hope the weather's awesome. And we look forward to seeing you at Cooper's Lake in August.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Here's some Venango County therapist numbers here. Right here. And some ranting. Point you that way a little bit there, Todd.
And by the way, before we go, we got two more songs we got to introduce. So we got 4 Miles. Who wants to tell us about that, Alex?
Or you want me to do it? Okay, I'll do it. Okay. So this one.
This is Brock.
This is all. Yeah.
Brock Felix.
We're not doing that.
Needs to be on the radio.
No, that's a horrible. Maybe like 30 years ago. Pull that name off, but not now. I'm wrong, 40 years ago. So that one is off our first album. We never released it as a single or anything. And the story behind this one is from a TV show called Tales from the Tour Bus that was made by Mike Judge, who made Beavis and
Butthead. Fantastic, if you haven't watched it. Fantastic.
And the premise of the show is there's two seasons. The first season is outlaw country music, and the second season is funk.
Oh, wow.
So in the first season, the premise is they basically interview a bunch of the guys from back in the day, and then they animate it.
Okay.
And they animate stories, they animate the people telling them and everything. And this one comes from a story from George Jones, who, in one of his many flights of fancies where he decided to go on a extended unplanned road trip, picked up a hitchhiker who thought He only needed to go 4 miles down the road, but because of the accent, he misheard him, and the guy was actually asking for a ride to Fort Myers.
Oh, wow.
So he took him as far as he felt like, dropped him off, gave him all the money he had left after buying the pickup truck he was in, and then called his agent asking for money so he could get home.
Wow. Yeah. Country, yes, he was a country, but that's as rock and roll as you get there. Absolutely. I mean, that's just all there is to it. George Jones was a special guy for sure.
Yeah.
So
The song's not a condemnation of George Jones either.
No.
We've gotten that look from a few people when we're like, this is a song about how much of a drunk George Jones was. Like, I need you to understand that we like him.
Yeah. All due respect.
Yes.
I mean, there have been stories about a John Deere, right?
Oh, yeah.
But again, Tales from the Tour Bus, fantastic Mike Judge series. If you haven't watched it, you got to check it out.
It's the only free plug we're giving out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And tell us about Keep On, the song Keep On. Alex, you going to tell us about that?
Yeah, I'll tell you about Keep On. So Keep On is it's a song taken from, you know, growing up in the South, you know, people would just say, you know, keep on, see what happens. Keep on, you know,
yeah.
Keep on.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a common saying. So it's, I mean, it's about a bar fight. I mean, you know, it's
not involving George Jones.
Not involving, no,
it
not
could,
involving
hey, it could
George
be.
Jones.
There's, yeah. There's an old man okay. and a young man.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the old man's in the bar enjoying his whiskey,
yeah.
and the young man is also enjoying his whiskey, but, you know, your chest gets a little puffier when you're younger.
Yeah.
You know how that goes?
Yeah.
I think it's about, you know, I've spent a lot of time in bar rooms in my life, and when you're younger, you don't realize who that quiet guy might be or who he might have used to be. And if somebody is trying not to get into an altercation with you, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily not able to get into an altercation
gotcha.
With you. So
gotcha.
If somebody in a bar room somewhere tells you to keep on and you'll see what happens, you might better listen to him.
Words of advice from Burley Bank.
It's one of the rare songs, too, that we do on the new album. The riff, the main music from it, I brought to them and we wrote around it. And it's a riff that I wrote about 20 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
And just never used for anything when I was a teenager. And I'll let you guys decide if you can figure out who inspired the particular riff when you hear it.
All right. I'll be anxiously listening here. Guys, thanks for coming in tonight. We appreciate it. And best of luck with the show. And we'll see you in August.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Right on. Todd, Alex, Brock, and AJ, they are Rurally Bankrupt, and here they are on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Oh,
So he's just gonna keep on.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, if you're in the Cory area, Saturday, June 6th, head to the Corner Bar and Grills East Main Street and catch 2B's Acoustic. They'll be there from 7 to 10. And they'll be part of the Summer Concert Series at Alameda Park, Tuesday, June 16th from 6:30 to 8. Saturday, June 13th, it's the second annual Ride for Our Veterans, benefiting Butler County Veterans in Need. It'll start and finish at the American Legion Post in Lindora. The ride in the morning with great music featuring local musicians all afternoon. Also, don't miss out on the Celebration of Life for Scotty Bayjack, Sunday, June 28th, with local music, basket raffles of 50-50 and more at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. On the Rock Done Right Tour stops, Saturday, July 25th, gear up for Corey's Cruise at the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Take a look at Corey'sCruise.com for all the information. Also, Wednesday, June 17th, it's a band jam preview show at Back Home Barbecue and Brew, featuring the musical talents of Jennifer Lynn Baker, Rob Keller of the Shiners, and Utah Burgess of the Noble Hops. That's Wednesday, June 17th. And for all things band jam, go to thebandjam.com and be there August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground. Tickets are on sale now, thebandjam.com. And be sure to keep your ear to the radio for the annual McDonald's Restaurants Band Jam Ticket Drops happening once a month on a Thursday, June, July, and August. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, June 4th. It's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport featuring Bree Lynn at 7:30. Friday, June 5th, how about a happy hour at the Grill Room at River Forest Country Club in Freeport? Live music from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday, June 6th, it's the House Concert Series at the Fieldhouse in Cabot. Live music at 7 with Jeff Betterman. And Saturday, June 6th, it's the Mars Brewfest in Mars. Beer, food, beer, and music with the Noble Hops and special guest, the Beer Cheese Band. And don't miss out on the Jeep versus Bronco event on June 5th at the Fieldhouse. Competition, raffles, and of course, live music with the Noble Hops. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7, in our final segment tonight, being presented in part by our presenting sponsor of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, Experience Butler County, and also something you can pick up when you want to experience Erie County, and that's the two-man happy hour. Check out Jack and crew, and they will get you previewed of all of the different acts that are going to be happening when you go experience the Erie area. Maybe you're going up for a weekend or maybe taking a vacation up there. Check out two-man happy hour. It'll really kind of set the scene on what you can do with some of the nighttime fun in particular, or maybe daytime, but in particular kind of surround your vacation or trip to Erie with some musical flavor.
And we love that we're bringing the Erie folks down here to Butler County as well. So it's I really like what's happening with the, you know, and just this whole music scene.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool. A lot of cross-pollination going on.
Yeah. Tri-state music scene.
There you go.
It's really what it is. And the more the better, because it's supporting local music. You see not only the local music support, but that hometown business support. It all goes hand in hand in keeping everybody strong and just the economies of our area, which is so very, very vital. And hey, 11 sponsors this year, so far anyway, for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And in addition to Experience Butler County, Bricks and Minifigs Butler, a brand new business. They love local music. They love the Grassroots Show. And they said, we want to be a part of the Band Jam experience. So we welcome them on board.
Who wouldn't want to be?
That's right.
Exactly.
Butler County veterans in need who do great service for the community. And our local veterans, they're going to be back part of the sponsorship this year. Liberty Corner Tavern, where there's always a quench for your thirst, especially on Thursday nights. And next one right around the corner here on June 4th. So make sure you check out Liberty Corner Tavern, a great little facility in Freeport that supports local music as well. And they're part of our Band Jam sponsorship, as well as Quality Life Services. Of course, the crew from Music from the 412 and Build the Scene and everything tied into that, like Jazz's Rock and Road Show. Back Home Barbecue and Brew, they're going to be hosting that Band Jam preview Wednesday, June 17th, by the way. And, of course, Ram Automotive, presenting the singer-songwriter in the round that kicks off the Band Jam on August 20th. And Cummings Candy and Coffee will present our center stage opportunity Friday mornings with Jay Klein on the Rock Show Morning Show. Around 7:30, we always preview one of the bands that you'll get to see at the Band Jam. Get those tickets now, thebandjam.com. All information you need is right there at thebandjam.com. It'll show you opportunities to be a vendor, a sponsor, link over to Cooper's Lake if you would like to camp for the weekend. Doesn't matter if you have an RV or if you're sleeping in your car or popping a tent. They have that room for you to stay for the entire weekend at Cooper's Lake.
Of course, that camping is handled separately through them, so just be aware of that. Don't show up and act surprised like everybody tries to do every year. Camping is through Cooper's Lake Campground, and the music festival part of it is through us. So
that's right.
Simple.
That's right. You can camp, but you have to pay to be on the grounds because it's our event at Cooper's Lake, which is a great place to experience Butler County. So there it goes. Ties all together. See how we did that?
Yes.
Hey, and I want to spin you one of Jennifer Lynn Baker's new tunes. She has been recording hard down at the Meat Locker recording studio, releasing some incredible music. And she's going to be a part of that Band Jam preview with you, Utah, and Rob Keller on Wednesday, June 17th at Back Home Barbecue and Brew, who will be celebrating their fourth year in business as a hometown entity. But I want to spin you up in the air. This is such a good, good new tune from Jennifer Lynn Baker, and we'll preview that.
All right, and we've got some more new music, too, coming our way from a band called Crossroads. And you had a chance to check these guys out at the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series. So they're getting into the original music end of things, and they have a whole album out. And here's one of the tunes from that, and we're going to have them on as guests here in as soon as we can to talk about that music. But wheels keep turning. Brand new stuff from Crossroads.
Fun band when you see them live. In fact, I told the story previously. We had some folks come in from out of the area because they had seen these guys play up north once, knew they were coming. You were bringing them into the 11th Frame. So they rented a hotel and came for the weekend, and we got to meet them too.
They came and experienced Butler County.
How about that? Isn't that funny how that works? Hey, and it's funny that we're going to be back next Sunday night at 7 o'clock celebrating local music, and we'll be kicking off June. My goodness, we'll be a month away from you voting on Grassies, so make some noise for your favorite music with The Rock Station 97.7 and The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Die. picked up that beat up van, chased the sun across the land, played for a beer and a couple of bucks, running off fumes and nothing but bad luck. But the wheel keep on turning. Roadrunner, why were you by my side? Highway led to a darker place. Found that white powder's cool embrace. Lost myself in a lonely maze. Trying to outrun that music's blaze. But the wheel keep on turning. Road runs wide on that Greyhound bus. All my stuff in a double bag. Left it all. Road runs wide with you as my guide.
you so much.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Thank you. I am so excited. My heart is pumping out of my chest.
Thank you.
The Rock Station.
Let me tell you something. Size does matter. Don't let anyone tell you different.
Our playlist is bigger than their playlist, and we know how to use it. Your rock station.
Claims
The Rock Station, 97.7. Hey, Alexa, what's the weather like?
Why don't you stick your head out the window and find out?
Oh, I hate it when you're smart with me, you smart speaker.
Go suck an egg.
Well, how about playing The Rock Station 977 on TuneIn?
Good choice. I can do that.
Thank you. Your Rock Station.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.